G'day, this is Paige Estrotori, your guide to the daily industry news with Financial Services Online. In the heart of the news today is the brush off of quake damage claims over previous faults. A couple of farmhouses denied insurance following an earthquake found themselves in a bind. They suffered damage due to a quake measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale back in November 2018. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with insurer Allianz, attributing the damage not to the quake, but instead to foundational instability and deterioration that had been there long before the earth shook. The upshot of it all? Insurers can cite exclusions for wear and tear when rejecting claims. So if you're relying on insurance to cover quake damage, you might want to ensure your property is up to date on maintenance to prevent such disappointments. While claims are being dismissed on the insurance front, the Albanese government is sharpening their arsenal against financial scams, clearly responding to the worrying trend of Australians losing over $2.74 billion to scams just last year. The government has handed our National Anti-Scam Center a hefty $58 million from the federal budget to tighten the net around these sham operators. And what results, you ask? A promising 29% reduction in investment scam losses as of last year. To enhance this battle, Stephen Jones, our Minister for Financial Services, is calling for the big fish in the pond, namely banks, telecommunication companies, and hold your breath here, social media giants, to join forces. This presents a clear message to the likes of Meta and others. Your platform needs to stand up against scams. As we inch further into August, renters are grappling with a troublesome landscape across the country. The surge in rental prices, particularly those pesky unit costs which have shot up by 22% in just 2 years, it's tough. While rent hikes may be slowing according to CoreLogic, they're still outpacing income growth, leaving a large chunk of income, 32.2% to be precise, being funneled into rents and further fueling economic inequality. Meanwhile, ASIC, that's the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, is cracking the whip on the accuracy of advisor records. With a new compliance program in place from the start of this month, the financial advisory profession needs to step up, remove inaccuracies, and ensure their qualifications are up to ASIC standards by the start of 2026. It's high stakes for Australian financial services licensees, where false information could lead to serious legal consequences. That's it from me, Paige Estrotori, for Financial Services Online. Stay in the know about insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management by visiting our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Catch you next time for your daily financial services news wrap.